Dear friends, what moves us in our direction? We oftentimes think as we look at our bodies, the members that we have, we think it's our arms and our legs. And our tongue is so small that our tongue couldn't direct us on the path that we would go in life. That's not what James says. The words that we speak are the path that we're going on in life. And so if you want a change in 2025, the best way to start is by changing the words that we speak. Our tongues can cause destruction. I've mentioned that before. James says, consider a forest and how it's set on blaze just by a simple spark. Were any of you really surprised, or not surprised, but just astounded by the destruction of the fires in California just a couple of weeks ago? So good to see the Chapels here this morning and know that they were guarded, their property and their lives were protected. But there were a lot of people that lost lives and lost property. And that's sad to hear, all because of some winds and a simple spark. Our words can do just that. In fact, James says our words can take us to a word my grandmother said I shouldn't use, hell. Our words can take us to hell, the text said. Did you hear that? The word for hell, by the way, in the Greek, is the word Gehenna. It's a compound word. Ge is a valley. Henna is a specific valley outside Jerusalem. So it's the Valley of Hinnom is actually what it's called. And what we know about that valley is that it is a garbage dump. It's where all the refuse and all the goods that aren't used in Jerusalem are sent into the landfill. Have you ever been taken to a garbage dump by the words that are shared to you by somebody else? Maybe someone said that you don't belong. I've been there. I resonate with that. Maybe someone told you that you don't have the skills that are good enough. Those words hurt you. It's like going to the garbage dump. Or maybe someone said words that were unnecessarily critical to you, and they've captured your heart. Maybe a long time ago, through parents or grandparents, sadly enough, it can happen. It's one thing to go to Coffin Butte Landfill. I actually enjoy going to the landfill. It's fun. Because when you go, you drop off whatever you have, then you get in your car and you get to leave. It's wonderful. You just get a taste for like 15 minutes. But you see what words do? It's like going to Coffin Butte Landfill and not having a ride out. You're stuck forever. That's what words do. No one... We've tamed a lot of things. We've tamed Shamu. We've tamed Lassie. We've tamed dogs. We've tamed all sorts of monkeys and orangutans. But there's one thing that human beings can't tame. The tongue. But I have good news to share with you this morning. There's one part of your body that can tame the tongue. Right here. Feel it. Your heart. Put your hand over your heart. I hope it's beating. I think it is. Your heart can control your tongue and the words that you say. The very first heart replacement surgery happened in South Africa. Did you know that, Lindy? You knew that? 1967, the person got a heart transplant, and I think they lived for just a few more days. 18 days, is that right? Something like that. The very first American to get a heart transplant was a man named Donald Thomas in 1968. He lived 18 months. Now, I want to tell you today of someone that can give you heart surgery that will last forever. He doesn't charge anything. You're not going to get a bill coming your way. And he's competent. And he loves you very much. Our choir sang it earlier, actually, this text I'm going to uplift to you. Through the prophet Ezekiel, God says this, I will remove the heart of stone, and I will replace it with a heart of flesh. A heart of stone is dead, it's unloving, it's not beating, it's not going anywhere. A heart of flesh is alive and beating and compassionate. And Jesus died on the cross, and that was a heart replacement for you. He loves you, and there's no cost. He took the cost, his life. So if you want to make a change in 2025, start with your words. But start before that. Start with your heart. Then the words will follow. The psychologist William James says the deepest human need, actually, according to him, it's up for debate, but he says the deepest human need is words of appreciation. Do you like words of appreciation from someone? I do. It's my love language, affirmation, words of affirmation. What I know is when I compliment my wife, I can do it in various ways that makes positive impact. And I've thought about it and I've landed on this. When I compliment my wife and say something, Alicia, and say something that's heartfelt to her about how she does things that I would never think about, and she just takes care of the family in amazing ways, that's like, and I speak directly to her, that's like hitting a single in baseball. That's good. A single is a good thing. That increases your batting average. But when I do this, it's more impactful. If I compliment my wife, Alicia, and there's another person there, and it's a three-way conversation, and I say a compliment to that third person about her, it's not directly to her, that's like a double. Because she overhears me saying something good about her to somebody else. That's a double. That's a good thing. A double is an extra base hit in baseball. Now, if I do this, it's even more impactful. If I give a compliment about Alicia and she's not even in the conversation, but she can overhear it down the hallway, that's like a triple. You see, and you want to hit a home run? We all want to hit home runs. Here's a home run. When I compliment Alicia and she's not even there, then the person that I talk to goes and tells her, your husband said that about you. And the heart beats and gets, wow, he said that? What's the point of all that? The words that we say about other people are more impactful when they're actually not even in front of us. What if we operated with positive gossip about people in the community when they're not even around us? That can be a powerful force and make a big difference in our community and our neighborhoods. May that be a change we think about. Robert Oppenheimer, we talked about it with the youth here in Bible study today. Robert Oppenheimer, unfortunately, I guess you could say, was the inventor of the atomic bomb. And we all would say life would be better if we didn't have the nuclear age and atomic bombs. James would agree, but James would say, let's also get rid of verbal bombs. They're just as destructive and damaging. James spends, in his little letter, 40% of his writing, 40% on speech. 45 out of 103 verses are about speech. We want change in 2025. No better place to bring peace, joy, and love than to look at our words. But before we look at our words, look at our hearts. You've received a heart transplant to share words that uplift, that encourage, and inspire. Amen.